HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The center has directed states to start rigorous screening and testing of all international travelers coming from or transiting through Botswana, South Africa, and Hong Kong. These countries have reported multiple cases of the new COVID-19 variant. It's reported to have a significantly high number of mutations. The National Center for Disease Control has flagged the global presence of this new variant of concern. It has also flagged the need for India to keep a strict watch. Central Bureau of Investigation Special Director Praveen Sinha has been elected the delegate for Asia in the Executive Committee of Interpol. It followed a tough contest involving China. Sinha was pitted against four others from China, Singapore, South Korea and Jordan for two posts in the election. Indian diplomats were engaged in a sustained campaign to get the backing of a large number of countries. The election was held in the Turkish city of Istanbul during the 89th Interpol General Assembly. Facebook whistleblower Sophie Jang is keen to appear before India's Parliamentary Committee on Information. Hite has learnt that in a confidential note, MPs have been sent submissions by the former data scientist who has also offered to testify before the committee. A final decision will be taken by the committee during a meeting on Monday. Jang warned in an internal memo there was a political sophisticated attempt to influence the February 2020 Delhi elections. It is unclear what submissions Jang has shared with the Indian panel. The feud between Amazon.com Incorporated and Future Group over the sale of the group's assets to Reliance has escalated. The US retailer has claimed some audit committee members of Future Retail Limited demanded a forensic audit to probe alleged funds diversion through undisclosed related party transactions. The US e-commerce giant made the allegations in a November 24 letter to independent directors of Future Retail and audit committee members. Normality was restored for India at the Hockey Men's Junior World Cup. The Vivek Sagar Prasad-led squad shed their early tournament jitters to win and keep alive the chances of reaching the knockouts. India hammered 13 goals past Canada, conceding one, in their Pool B contest. It was also a day when records tumbled with a downpour of goals at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhuvaneshwar. An incredible 70 goals were scored in 5 games.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.